Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it!
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Market, New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Boxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You can't believe how many phone calls I got about our bullpen pieces. So people say you need bullpen. You cannot believe the number of clubs that called me about our bullpen guys.
You're right, I can't. I can't believe that. I'm not going to believe it because I think it's complete nonsense. So look, here's what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be largely about the trade deadline and the Red Sox inactivity, the Red Sox do-nothing attitude. Do-nothing attitude. This reminds me of that old line by Tim Horgan of the Boston Herald. You remember that one, Jimmy? This one goes way back. The Red Sox team motto for decades? Don't just do something. Stand there. Stand there. Do nothing. Do nothing, which is what they did at this deadline. And look, I have a lot of different feelings about it. I know you do, too. I am stunned that they did nothing at this deadline. And it says so many different things about the Red Sox on so many levels and that, frankly, I've decided that I'm pissed off at everybody. I am pissed off at everybody. I'm pissed off at Dombrowski for doing nothing and for having such a wretched farm system that he probably couldn't make a deal if he wanted to because other teams were going to outbid him. I'm pissed at the manager for digging the team a hole in the early part of the year when they went 6-13 and they still haven't dug themselves out of it and for failing to turn the page on last year. I am pissed at the uniform personnel for having a half-assed attitude, specifically the players who apparently feel that winning one title is all they need to do in their lives, and for not putting the Red Sox feet to the fire to make a deal because they didn't play well enough. And I do have a question about John Henry, who is the person I am least pissed at. Least pissed at with regard to this inactivity at the deadline. Henry's put money into the team. It's not an issue of money. Now, I wonder if he had a hand in something else with this deadline, but I'll get to that a little later in the show. But when you get right down to it, who don't you blame? And for those of you who haven't heard any of the sound, we're going to play a lot of it for you. Dombrowski, Dave Dombrowski, the president of baseball operations, and Alex Cora, the manager, they both spoke at length about the Red Sox decision-making at the deadline. Some of the stuff is going to amaze you, and I don't mean in the positive sense. You are going to sit there like that cut that we played. People called about our bullpen pieces. You wouldn't believe how many people called us.
You can't believe how many phone calls I got about our bullpen pieces.
Murray listened to some of these cuts and he compared Dombrowski to Donald Trump for crying out loud.
Hey, really, I mean, I've called him a used car salesman, but that quote, that type of unjustified hype and straight up bullcrap, that's right out of the Trump playbook. Can I hear it again, Jimmy? It's so great.
You can't believe how many phone calls I got about our bullpen pieces. So people say you need bullpen. You cannot believe the number of clubs that called me about our bullpen guys.
Like that tone of hype in his voice. I've had many, many calls
on Darwin's and Hernandez. But he's not for sale. Our bullpen is the best bullpen, the very best, best in baseball. Like, it's Trump-esque is what that is. I know it's a bad impersonation. It's
I got about our bullpen pieces.
Yeah. Josh many, Taylor is a loser. Yeah.
Many, many calls. Heath Hembry is a great closer. Great. We're hanging on to him. The very best.
Unbelievable.
You're all losers. It's fake
news.
Oh,
my God. So look, here's what we do. We're gonna catch up on some of the Dombrowski sound.
Just really though, that's insulting. That's gonna be insulting for Red Sox fans to hear that today, because he essentially is saying to fans, "You got to accept what this flawed team is for the remainder of the season. We've done nothing, and now I'm gonna give you a line of crap like that."
So I'll tell you, I don't understand why they do it this way. Why they handle it the way they do when they do. They talk to you like you're stupid. I use the word manipulative. I think what some of Dave Dombrowski said today over at Fenway Park was downright manipulative. Now that said, there's other stuff that he said that I agree with, okay? That we'll get to that, too. And this is why I'm pissed at everybody, because I feel like there was a way for the Red Sox to help this team without doing so much, without doing something stupid. There was a way for them to do that. They took the easy way out, and they did nothing. Okay, so look, let's start here, Jimmy. Let's go with this is Dombrowski number three. And again, look, this all happened while we were on the air, so we're kind of doing this on the fly. I want to take your calls because I do want to hear from you tonight. And I already see a bunch of you lined up, and we do still have an open line or two. So 617-779-0985. But this is Dombrowski explaining ultimately why the deals, in the eyes of the Red Sox, the potential deals were not worth it.
But we just didn't feel that the deals with guys' either ability, with the role they would play, with the service time that they had, being free agents in a short time period, mirrored giving up the type of players that we felt, especially under the circumstances that we're in. I mean, we're battling for a spot. Hopefully we win a division, but I'm going to sit here realistically, we're probably playing first for a wild card spot, so you're playing for a one-game wild card. And I look at that a little bit differently as far as what you're willing to do and the risk that you're willing to take. So I'm not disappointed, because the ultimate decision is, I don't know that there's a player that was traded out there that we couldn't have acquired. It's just that we didn't like the price that was asked. And I guess the other part of it is to know that as you talk about our farm system over the years, we're getting asked about a lot of our players that we just didn't want to make moves on.
Okay, so look, there's a lot to get to in that comment alone. That comment alone, if we were in first place, I might have acted differently. So the fact that they're not in first place, that they're playing for the wild card, I'm not going to invest in a team that might lose a one-game play-in and screw us for the future? Since when does Dombrowski care about that? Why is that an issue? So now this is going to be a prevailing theme that you're going to hear about where the Red Sox are and what they've done, okay? Jimmy, let's go to, again, this is relates to the guys in the Red Sox bullpen. As it is, this is number seven, Jimmy, if we could play that one. Go ahead.
The problem for us in the bullpen, like a lot of people, is the depth. I mean, when you start getting to Barnes, I mean, the reality, you can't believe how many phone calls I got about our bullpen pieces. So people say, you need bullpen. You cannot believe the number of clubs that called me about our bullpen guys. So it just gives you an idea of when people are looking, almost everybody can get better in their bullpen.
Okay, everyone can get better in the bullpen. I generally agree with that. You know where the Red Sox rank in save percentage in Major League Baseball? 30th. Dead last. The point being, nobody needs to get better more than they do. And forget about everyone having needs. We know that. Relatively speaking, the Red Sox have greater needs than anyone else. Fact. 30th in save percentage. 15th in the American League. And in terms of blown saves, second most in the American League. Don't give me the line that everyone needs bullpen help. You need it more. You need more. Oh, that is such bull crap. That is so manipulative to say it that way. God, the guy should be a talk show host, Murray, is what he should do.
Yeah, he'd be good at it.
If you're going to manipulate it like that.
Be that full of crap.
I almost admire it, for crying out loud. Okay, so Jimmy, let's go to Dombrowski number nine, again, relating to the team's position in the standings.
I can't answer that because I think it's more a feel on how you look at your club at a particular time. Okay, so it was nine. It could have been seven, right? Could have been six yesterday, right? Might be five today. The Yankees were losing 3-2. They're in a rain delay. Well, that's a lot different than sitting there nine. And so, but I can't tell you because it's more a gut reaction based upon where you are at a particular time.
Okay, and where they are at this particular time, we know. So, but this 10-9, 10 games out of the division, they lost a game to Tampa last night in the wild card race. So all of these things are a factor, which I get to some degree. But again, I look at this and say, boy, that game Chris Sale lost on Sunday night, that one hurt. Price last night, that one hurt. So this is where the uniform personnel comes in. Those guys have grossly underachieved. Grossly underachieved. But to do nothing, nothing. You're telling me you couldn't have acquired Shane Green? Now, again, see what this is a reflection on is the Red Sox farm system. That other teams, the Braves offered a guy for Shane Green, and whom they acquired from Detroit. Shane Green's no great reliever, but he's having a hell of a year, and he doesn't walk people. He's got a 1.18 ERA or something like that. And Dombrowski actually mentioned Shane Green by name. He said, you know, there was no real back-end guy traded other than Shane Green. They had to be in on Shane Green. And so the Braves gave up a guy who's a former first-round pick, although 40th overall. He was taken in that. He was a supplemental first-rounder, I think it was. But he's underachieved. So you're telling me that that is the equivalent of who? Jay Groom, maybe, that the Red Sox have down there? Or they didn't have a pitcher that was comparable who was taken in a third-rounder or fourth-rounder who was an international free agent? Of course they did. Of course they did. And Dombrowski also said that the luxury tax was not a huge factor in this because the guys they were looking at, they could have fit in under the luxury tax. Shane Green is one. Shane Green's making $4 million. That's for the year. You only would have had to pay about $1.4 million of that $1.3 and change. You could have fit Shane Green in here. Jimmy, let's go to number 13, if you would. Dombrowski, 13.
And we are going for it. It's just that you still have to say, I mean, it's like every year you go for it, I think, as much as you can. But somebody, I know you sent me that note. Yeah, we're in. We're all in. But the all in is, to me, with what we have. And if you said, and I'm not going to use players' names, we'd have traded in this prospect or that prospect, we could have had this player. Well, that could have happened, but we just decided we did not want to do that. And you make those decisions every year.
We're all in, but we're not going to make a deal with this kind of play. Well, what the hell is it? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're not all in. And again, which I don't necessarily disagree with. Okay, I'm not telling you I would have traded Andrew Benintendi for Edwin Diaz or Tristan Cassius for Edwin Diaz. I don't think I would have done those deals. But that's not the point. I would have sat there. See, this is the part I don't get. Why do we have to protect the players' feelings? They've underachieved. And if you don't want to name anybody by name, don't name anybody by name. And you know what the prevailing theme over at Fenway Park was today? This is the players' fault. I hope the players are listening. I just wish that if the Red Sox were going to blame the players, they actually blame the players and blamed them point blank. Here's what I would have said if I'm Dombrowski. Hey, guys, look, we've underachieved. As a team, we have underachieved. And so you know what? Without getting into specifics, the guys we have, it is incumbent upon them every year to convince us come July 31st that they are worthy of a significant investment. That is part of their job. Convince us. And this year, they didn't really convince us. So you know what? We're not going to go bend over backwards for this team because they didn't earn it. So if they want to get into the playoffs, they have to do it. We've invested a lot of money in this team. 2 years ago, we traded for two guys at the deadline that put us over the top because they were having a hell of a season and they were worthy of it. So don't look at us and say we're unwilling to invest in it. We are willing to invest in it when it's worth investing in. Now, look, maybe that is in effect what they said, but if you're going to go after the players, go after the players. Jimmy, if we could, please, play Alex Cora. I think it's number five. I may get this wrong, but number five, I think, Cora pretty much says point blank, no, the guys we have here have to play better. Go ahead.
Talent-wise, we're up there with everybody. We just have to do it on the field. And, you know, we've seen flashes throughout the season. Last week was probably the most consistent week for this team. And, you know, we just got to keep, you know, playing good baseball throughout the weeks. You know, you can't take days off or weeks off. You know, now is win series and move on. If we do that, we're going to be in good shape.
I am. I'm pissed at all of them. Again, talent, we're right there with anybody. The bottom line is this. Today, effectively, what they did is they pointed the fingers, their fingers, squarely at the players in that clubhouse. Do you agree or not? I think there was a way to middle it. And frankly, I'll get into more detail on why Dombrowski deserves blame. Also, we'll ask whether or not John Henry did have a hand in this, but not for the reasons you think, not because of the luxury tax and not because he didn't want to spend the money. I think it was for another reason. We'll get to that, too. All of that in this hour of the Baseball Reporters.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
As a group, everybody knows that this is a very talented group. And we know the situation we're in. We're third in the division. We're in the hunt of in the wild card. At the end, it really doesn't matter. We got to play better. And we got the best offensive team in the big leagues. We got guys in the rotation that have done it before, that they have to step up, and we trust them, and we have guys in the bullpen that have to do better. That's the bottom line. We're comfortable with work and Barnes, the way he's throwing the ball. Nate yesterday, that was a big step for us. Darwinson threw the ball well. So, the other guys, they have to step up. Everybody knows it. And we have guys in AAA that they're working on their thing, that they're going to be a big part of what we're trying to accomplish the next 2-3 months.
The more I listen to the commentary or the comments from Alex Cora and Dave Dombrowski coming out of Fenway Park, the more I see them pointing fingers at the guys on the active roster. The only one that I disagree with is the bullpen. We got guys in the bullpen. They do? Who? And before I get to your calls, two things, okay? First, when I get to you, I just ask, because a lot of you are lined up, it's an eventful day for the Red Sox, or an eventful, uneventful day for the Red Sox. So just try to make your point quickly so we can get as many people through as possible. Second, as it pertains to Dave Dombrowski, after they won the World Series, he let the closer go and he let a setup man go, both of which I was fine with, but he didn't replace either one of them. My issue was not with Joe Kelly or Craig Kimbrel going. It was the fact that they made no attempt to bring anyone in to replace them. And once the season started, I thought, well, all right, maybe they can get by without it, and then they'll add someone at the deadline. Then they do nothing at the deadline. That's what you should be pissed at Dombrowski about. Okay? So, to make a plan that was to add at the deadline, and then the team's in playoff contention, you don't add at the deadline, that is just brutal.
No, he ultimately followed a game plan of what he did with that Tigers team that was stacked 6-7 years ago, whatever the hell it was.
I mean, that is brutal. Really. Talk about, that is just... The way he handled, go back to the end of last season now. The way he handled the bullpen, negligent. John is in a car. John, go.
All right, Maz, I'm a little riled up, so I'll try and keep this well put together, but try and stay with me. And it ends on a good note, I think. So I think you got to be pissed at Dombrowski and Cora for the beginning of the season and the plan. And you're pissed at the players for now. Everything that they've done up to this point has been a major underachievement. And the guys that you look at are Sale, even Price a little bit, he's been okay, Porcello, and then you got Evaldi's been this wild card in the mix. So those are your four key guys if you're going to have success going forward. You can be pissed at Dombrowski for not doing something. I get you there trying to find a middle ground. But I think Henry stepped in and said, you're not moving any more young guys because we don't have a farm system.
Okay, so John, since you brought up that point, I'll tell you what, before I get to Henry, let me bring in Ron from Texas, who thinks that Henry is to blame and not Dombrowski. Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, sir. Hey, Tony, how you guys doing? So it doesn't make any sense to me. Dombrowski's first move in the Red Sox organization was what? Making a move for Kimbrel, right? He made the trade. So for me, that's showing he knows the importance of that position and what we needed. So it doesn't make any sense after letting Kelly and Kimbrel go at the end of last year to not go out and get. Obviously, he knows the importance. That was his first move in the Red Sox organization.
Not
I
true.
I really feel this is.
Yeah, so. So, Ron, look, you say it's his first move. That part is true. But if he understands the value of a closer, how did he go all those years in Detroit without one? How did he go all those years in Detroit without a closer? They how did they have all that talent there in Detroit? And honestly, how did they lose to the Red Sox in 2013? That team should have, if that team had a closer, they beat the Red Sox. They beat the Red Sox. Dombrowski has a history of ignoring the bullpen. So he acquired Kimbrel when he got here. Yes, that was a big move. That team had such a gaping, glaring need for a closer. They had to go out and get one because they had young guys coming and they were going to contend for championships. Okay? They thought after last October, they thought they could get by without it. Maybe they thought Barnes could do it. Maybe they thought Brazier could do it. Whatever it was never, we don't need a closer. It's, we're going to get it somewhere else. Okay? So They misevaluated the own guys in the bullpen, or they put it off until the deadline. All of which I'm fine with. But I do think he looks at the bullpen and says, well, there's a lot of unpredictability out there. And more importantly, this year with this team, he looked at this team this year and he said, they're not worth it. And on that part, I agree with him on. If I'm John Henry, I'd say no more. No more. We put $240 million into this team, $250 million, and Chris Sale comes out after we give him a contract and pitches like that, and David Price shoots off his mouth about Dennis Eckersley, and then we lose his next three starts, and Mookie Betts looks like he's going through the motions for half the year. JD's not the same player. All those guys, Benintendi's gone south. I think that Henry, if he's agitated with his players and said no, fine. And for this reason, and this is the part I agree with you on, you're not trading away my minor leaguers anymore. We're not going to get caught with our pants down. Henry on the money, I don't know if he stepped in or not with the luxury tax. He may have. I'm telling you, the bigger thing with Henry was the prospects. You're not trading Tristan Cassius. I'm willing to bet Henry told him that.
Yeah, to do nothing out of anger for John Henry is ultimately justified with the way that this team is played overall this year. You mentioned, you know, the guys like Sale, Price, Porcello combined 521-21 outside of guys like Bogaerts and Devers in the seasons that they've had, and Vasquez. It's been a down year for them. They've underachieved. So he's right to be pissed and say, you know what? Screw. It's on you guys.
So look, again, that part of the story I'm okay with. I just wish that if you're going to blame them, blame them. Again, I don't need names.
Well, so this is the part that also aggravates me. So if it is on them, and the way this is playing out here based on the sound that we're hearing from Corin Dombrowski, then name the names. But they're afraid to, because I think that they're really afraid it will go sideways, because most of them, I think, are oversensitive babies.
So I'll tell you what, Murray, I don't even need the names, because we know who they are. But I do need a direct message to the team.
Well, if they're a problem, then some of those guys should have been shipped out then.
Okay. So, and the other idea of, Jimmy, do we have that cut of Dombrowski saying that he likes the bullpen and he doesn't think they need a back-end guy or something to that effect that we played during the Felger and Mass show? Do you remember the one I'm talking about? I'm not sure if you remember the
Standby.
One. Okay. So just let me know when you have it. It's okay. No rush. I heard this particular comment that Dombrowski made, and I said, oh, my God, talk about disingenuous, manipulative, conniving, lying. Talk about being so manipulative as to not tell the truth. Like, there was one comment in particular that he made that I went, what?
I think this is cut three that we played, Tony.
Okay, is it locked up, or can you try it now?
But we just didn't feel that the deals with guys' either ability, with the role they would play, with the service time that they had, being free agents in a short time period, mirrored giving up the type of players that we felt, especially under the circumstances that we're in. We're battling for a spot. We win a division, but I'm going to sit here realistically. We're probably playing first for a wild card spot, so you're playing for a one-game wild card. And I look at that a little bit differently as far as what you're willing to do and the risk that you're willing to take. So I'm not disappointed, because the ultimate decision is I don't know that there's a player that was traded out there that we couldn't have acquired. It's just that we didn't like the price that was asked. And I guess the other part of it is to know that as you talk about our farm system over the years, we're getting asked about a lot of our players that we just didn't want to make moves on.
Yeah, the other part of it is that other teams could outbid you. Your farm system's not deep, Dave. It's not deep and everybody knows it. You just recently got out of last place as worst farm system in baseball. Okay, everybody knows it. Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. You didn't have the depth there to make the deal you wanted to make. Okay? It was a different cut, Jimmy, but maybe we can find it during the break. Because, frankly, when we play it for you, you're going to listen to it and go, oh, my God, really? You're gonna try to sell me that?
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I mean, our payroll's the largest in the game. It's ample to win. That's on me and on us. I'll take me. But it's a situation where, yeah, would you go, like last year, we went into the philosophy of we didn't want to go above 246. Because, as I talked about, and be redundant, there's a reason why they call them penalties. It's not only financially, you lose 10 drafts, picks in the draft. Our philosophy is always that we don't want to go over that number because of the penalties attached. However, last year when I sat down with ownership, we thought it was worth doing that based upon where we were as a team and how we were playing. This year, I never really approached that.
Again, Dave Dombrowski. So a couple of things there. Our payroll is $240 million. That's on us. That's on me. Okay, that I'll accept. I mean, they stuck a Pablo Sandoval on the payroll. Like, they have money spent in areas that they're just overtaxed. Too many big contracts. And so if they don't want to go over 246, they don't want to go over 246. At the end of the day, 240 is enough to win. It's enough to win. So, again, I don't mind them pointing the finger at players. I don't mind that. But if you're going to do it, do it. Don't start feeding these bullcrap about how you trust the guys out there. And this goes into what Alex Cora says, too. So, Jimmy, it was really more of a Cora comment. I think that it was a Dombrowski comment. But I sort of look at them as being, you know, part of the same entity, which is the decision-making brain trust of the Red Sox baseball operation, the manager and the GM. And I know the owner has a hand in it when it comes to expenditures, but Cora number five, Jimmy, if we could play that one again, and I'm sorry for having you run around like this. Cora five.
Talent-wise, we're up there with everybody. We just have to do it on the field. And, you know, we've seen flashes throughout the season. Last week was probably the most consistent week for this team. And, you know, we just got to keep, you know, playing good baseball throughout the weeks. You know, you can't take days off or weeks off. You know, now is win series and move on. Win series and move on. If we do that, we're going to be in good shape.
Okay, and then if you would, again, let's also play Cora 3, because I think that's the one where he says that they trust the players. Go ahead.
As a group, everybody knows that this is a very talented group, and we know the situation we're in. You know, we're third in division. We're in the hunt of in the wild card. At the end, it really doesn't matter. We got to play better, and you know, we got the best offensive team in the big leagues. We got guys in the rotation that have done it before, that they have to step up, and we trust them. And we have guys in the bullpen that have to do better. That's the bottom line. You know, we're comfortable with work and Barnes, the way he's throwing the ball. Nate yesterday, that was a big step for us. You know, Darwin's been through the ball well. So, you know, the other guys, they have to step up. Everybody knows it. And we have guys in AAA that they're working on their thing, that they're going to be a big part of what we're trying to accomplish the next 2-3 months.
I just feel like there's inconsistent messages coming out of the Red Sox. We trust the guys in our bullpen. We didn't see anybody that we could add that was better than what we have. If you trust the guys in your bullpen, then why are you calling around at the deadline? Why are you doing that? You know you're short out there. Don't feed me the bullcrap. Guys, give it to me. I'd rather they point the fingers at the clubhouse, and then I can say, good, I agree with them. Then just give me this runaround, feed me bullcrap. Like, I can't stomach it. I can't take it. I just look at it and say, come on. You really expect us to believe that you think this bullpen's a championship caliber bullpen? You thought you could get through the regular season with the garbage you have out there because everyone else sucks and you were wrong. And now you don't want to add to it. So tell us that we underestimated the experience factor at the back end of the game. They don't have a closer. How does a championship team not have a closer? No matter who it is. Even in 2013, they started out with Bailey and Hanrahan, and at least those guys were closers. They weren't good, as it turned out, but they were closers. This team doesn't have one. Again, Dombrowski, go back to the offseason. The whole attitude and plan started in the offseason, and they've done nothing to help it since. Jack's in a car. Jack, go. Jack, you know what? I'm sorry. You're calling about last night's game. I really want to stick to the deadline for now. That's my fault. No, yours. Steve is in Detroit. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, man. Hey, Murray. I called you about a month ago on you and Gasper, and we were talking about Shane Green, and you hit it right on the head when you said that you doubt it if they'll do business. Dombrowski will do business with the Tigers, Alavila, because of their past relationship. So nice call on that. But I don't know why they didn't look at Matthew Boyd. He would have been under team control for the next 3 years. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Steve, did Boyd get traded? Yeah, he didn't get traded. So they weren't going to move Boyd. Boyd was not on the market. Ron's in Waltham. Ron, what do you got?
Man, listen, Price is a bum. Sale's a bum. Porcello's a bum. They're all bums. But the biggest bum of all is Dombrowski. The line of crap that he's feeding us today about all this stuff, about, you know, the deadline, it's ridiculous. Do you even think he was at the ballpark last night? Do you even think he saw a sixth inning, two outs, up 6-5 on your division rival? You're a game and a half behind, and you give up. You have two strikes, 0-2 in the count. You give up three balls and then throw seven breaking balls, get an RBI double off the wall. Are you kidding me? And then he has the nerve to say we don't need a closer? Listen, Dombrowski needs to figure it out. It's either a closer, you either buy or sell at the deadline. You stand pat with a team like this, you're going to do nothing. All I can say is this. If he didn't sell at the deadline, he didn't buy at the deadline, they better be throwing at least $400 million at Mookie when he comes up. Because if they're not going to move him...
Okay, let's not get into Mookie. Okay, let's not get into Mookie because I'm not throwing $400 million at Mookie Betts. Separate argument, separate discussion. Let's stick to the bullpen. This idea that a closer or nothing. I don't even agree with that. If you're telling me that the Red Sox had to thread the needle, like, and fine. And again, that's how Felger puts it, thread the needle. So you want to tell me, well, they had to take on a low-salaried guy that they couldn't give up a lot for, and he might not have been a closer. Fine. No problem. Shane Green. Give me Shane Green. He was closing this year. Give me Joe Biagini, who ended up going to the Astros, who kills right-handed batters. I'll take him. I'll take that. I'll take anybody who's better than what they got out there. Because, again, what's happening is that because of the shortage of arms they have in that pen, you're ending up with guys like Marcus Walden and Josh Taylor in big situations, blowing games in the middle innings against the Tampa Bay Rays, whom you're fighting with for a playoff spot. So there was still a deal to be made. And, again, the overall state of the bullpen, I'd put on Dombrowski. The overall state of the team, I'd put at least in part on Cora for the way they approached the beginning of the season. I also put a lot of it on the players. So my question to fans, as much because it's easy to kick the crap out of Dombrowski today, and I'm pissed at him too. Frankly, I'm pissed at all of them for being even in this spot, and they've all had a hand in it. But I would ask you, we never blame the players on this sort of thing. So I ask you this as a fan. These players this year, with how they played, Chris Sale, Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Andrew Benintendi, and I would say all four of those guys have gotten worse since last year. And they're all enormously paid except for Benintendi. And let me add Porcello on the list too. All those guys, do they deserve to be invested in further this year? Like, at some point, I do get vindictive about this, where I look at the players and say, no. You have to convince me to invest in the team. Like, don't let the players off the hook, too. I'm not deflecting any blame from Dombrowski or Cora. None. The state of the bullpen and the attitude that the team began the season with on the GM and on the manager. And they're still trying to dig out of it. But the players don't know to put away the last year and start playing. They just show up and throw their gloves on the field and think they're going to win. You didn't deserve a deadline pickup. Don't blame management. Don't blame anybody but yourselves. You play better, you get help. Plain and simple. So let's not leave the players out of the mix either. That's all I ask. Bruce is in Cambridge. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the bullpen trust issue. And I think Dombrowski, picked his words very carefully. He said, we trust the starting pitching. He said the bullpen needs to do better. The guy has never built a bullpen in his entire career.
So Bruce,
last year.
Bruce, I'm just going to stop you for a second because Cora said it, not Dombrowski, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry. But they skated last year because they put starters in the bullpen. Okay, they had a crappy bullpen last year, the wheel of gutless bums. We've heard it, many, many times. They just didn't have the horses. And then this year, you're absolutely right. The position players, some of them haven't produced quite as what they produced last year, but they're number one in runs scored. So I don't give it that much. I don't think that's the big problem. The big problem is that the starters haven't been able to accommodate for the weak bullpen.
So, Bruce, that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. Again, Chris Sale, as far as I'm concerned, he's right up there near the top of the list. Do you realize that this year the Red Sox are 17-25 in games started by Sale and Price? 17-25. 8 games under 500. You know what that would translate to in a full season? 66 wins. If you could pitch David Price and Chris Sale and go 66-96, like, who do you blame for that other than those two? I mean, to me, those two take and Price less so than Sale. Everyone likes Sale. We like his intensity. Sale has sucked this year. Sucked. Steve is in Fall River. Fast. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Maz, I agree with everything that you're saying about like the offensive players. They got to step up. I mean, you look at the team. Like even Devers was struggling too, but he finally picked it up. My thing is with Dombrowski. He's over here saying that he couldn't get anybody. What about that guy Carlos Martinez? I think that the St. Louis Cardinals, they wanted to trade him. Maybe he could have went after that guy. What do you think about that?
So, Steve, I don't think he was moved. And again, the Red Sox weren't going to make a big move because they don't have the horses in the minor league system to make a big move.
Cardinals are also in first place in the
NL Central. I don't know what the hell he's talking about with Carlos Martinez. I have no idea. But you want to tell me that they could have gone and gotten Shane Green? Shane Green's making nothing. It wasn't a huge prospect to go get him. The guy that got traded was a guy who is underachieved. Okay, so to me, there was a deal to be made. And again, even if it wasn't Shane Green, you couldn't have done something. You're going to put your faith in that collection of guys out there in that bullpen. Unbelievable. Frustrating day. Again, I don't know. It's hard to criticize one without criticizing the other. So like you sit here on the one hand and you say, well, Dombrowski screwed up, which he did. But the part about the team underachieving and not being worthy of investment, see, again, I do. I get vindictive. So I look at the roster and I say, screw you guys. I was so pissed at the players early in the year when John Henry made those comments out in London about it's about how much money we want to lose. And I still do. Part of me agrees with Henry. F you. I've put enough money into this team. You guys have underachieved. Don't look at me. I've overachieved. I've given you more payroll than you should have. I've invested. You're not living up to it. Like that, I don't have a problem with that point. At the same time, did Dombrowski really think he's going to win with this bullpen during the course of the year? Did he really think so? I mean, because if he did, that's a joke. And his history of bad bullpens is well known.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.